Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Patrick Kennedy. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you keeping?
All right.
Okay, what happened, Patrick?
Well, I start at the beginning.
Yeah, just now, we start with the ring, the missing ring. Yeah. Yeah, then we'll... Yeah.
Well, how I got the ring was, you know, I started living with Mrs. Duffy in 1964, but it would have been the year after. She was working in the school doing school dinners.
Okay, that's your wife, late wife, yeah, okay.
So I was talking about her ring, and one of the women that worked with her had a catalogue book, brought it home for me to pick a ring out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked one out, and they used to pay every week.
Lovely.
Friday evening when they got paid.
So your partner Patricia had that ring for 55 years?
Yeah.
She gave it to you?
She got it out of the catalogue for me that
lovely.
Time.
Okay. And
so I was the first owner of the ring. It wasn't that it was, you know, in that time it wasn't all that expensive.
I know, but it was sentimental, 55 years.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it. Yeah.
Okay, so just I'll go to that story in a sec, but go to how and where you lost the ring, because we want to try and find the ring, if possible, stage.
Saturday morning I go to the post office down the road here. It's in the Spar shop.
Okay, this is in Fossa Avenue in Carbery in Dublin.
Yeah, it's only 5 doors away from me.
Okay.
But this chap calls on Saturday morning to accompany me to the post office.
Yeah.
So he was a bit early. I wasn't ready, you know, and I had a shave and all that. He came at 9:10, but the time was 10 o'clock that we used to go every Saturday.
Okay.
But he was a bit early, and I'm a bit slow. I'm 87 years of age.
Okay, so you took your time going from your house to the shop. You weren't acting the monkey or anything. You were walking slowly.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay.
I don't do things like that.
Okay, good man. So how did you lose the ring?
That's the question. It was getting loose on my finger.
Yeah.
And I was with Mrs. Duffy's niece in O'Connor Street.
Yeah.
And we went into the jeweller's, and she explained to the woman that she wanted something to make it tighter.
I know what you mean, yeah. So it was loose anyway.
She did put it on my finger, so that's a month ago. You know.
Okay, and when did you realise the ring was gone?
Late on Saturday evening.
Ah. And you reckon you lost it between your house on Fossa Avenue and the Spar shop?
That's it, yeah.
And
that's the only place I was.
Okay. Did you get anyone to walk up and down and have a look for the ring?
But it was, you know, when I go to the kitchen and wash my dishes or cup, I take it off and put it on the worktop. So it was late Saturday night when I missed it, you know, because sometimes I'm not wearing it in the house.
Yeah.
And it was too late to do anything about it. So I'm thinking that it's got to be somewhere in the house, you know. I'd be so unlucky to lose it. It's only 5 doors down that I'm going to find it again. And maybe I'd put it away somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry?
You were living in hope.
Yeah, yeah. And then I realised, I searched the chair where I'm sitting, and the chairs around here, and I was only in the front room here, and there's a room next door that I sleep in. I used to sleep upstairs, but her niece has decided that I should sleep downstairs, not be climbing the stairs, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
For safety's sake.
Now, there's another, unfortunately, upsetting aspect to this. There's another upsetting aspect to this, that Mrs. Duffy, as you call your wife, Patricia, she died recently.
You know, she slept in the front room and I slept in the back room.
Okay.
She's been depressed for a good while. But she wouldn't go to the doctor, and she didn't want me to get... I said I'd bring the doctor here, and she said no.
Okay.
So she didn't want, she was going downhill now. She wasn't suffering from, you could say, any particular thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was mostly depression.
Okay.
So on the Friday morning, the 12th of April, we have Weetabix in the morning, and I'm always up early, and I went to the kitchen and put Weetabix in two bowls and sugar and milk and heat the milk. And
You get the Weetabix ready every morning. Yeah. Fair play to you.
Yeah, and the kettle boiled and the tea bag in the cup. So I go to the bottom of the stairs and I call out Patsy, you know, and I got no response. I called her four times. And then I went halfway up the stairs because I'm on a crutch, you know.
Yeah.
And no response. And I went into the bedroom and she's lying on the bed and one slipper was on the floor and one was on her foot.
Oh,
and I touched her hands and they were cold.
Oh, God.
And I put my hand on her cheek and it was cold.
Yeah.
And I come down 4999.
Yeah.
And that's the story.
Yeah, and you reckon, well, the medics arrived, obviously. And
yeah.
But you reckon she had died in her sleep, is it, Pat?
She must have been a couple of hours.
Ah, God rest her, yeah.
Because she was cold, you know.
And how long, I know she bought the ring for you 55 years ago.
Yeah.
How long have you been together?
Well, no, we've been 55 years together.
Oh, but
she bought the ring, we first went living together on the 5th of April, 1964. And then about a year after, she bought the ring.
Yeah.
Out of the catalogue.
And it's the 5th of April, 64. Do you remember that date because it's your wedding?
No, because she always said, don't forget, it's the 5th of April, you know. When we first start living together, it would be a year. And she'd say, you won't forget the 5th of April this year. And it went on like that. It's in my brain, the 5th of April. And I was born in April as well.
And Patricia died in April. And where did you meet?
In London.
Oh, London, okay.
Yeah, I knew her family since 1957 in London.
Mm-hmm.
Her sisters and her brother and that. Then she arrived in London. So that's how...
And what were you working at in London, Pastor?
Oh, the building industry.
The buildings, yeah.
Yeah, some big projects. I was on the post office tower and there's another 34-story block in Tottenham Court Road. I was on them jobs like them. I was looking for... I was a concrete leveller, you know.
And how long were you on the buildings?
Oh, I was on... In 1955 I went to England.
Yeah.
I didn't come home to Ireland until I was 68. And then it was the time of the boom in Ireland, and I worked for a year here. So I retired. Then my mother died, and I got the word on the job where I was working here, and I think I was in the street behind the O'Connell Street. It started to retire.
So you would have been nearly 50 years on the building.
I was in the building when I was 16. For a small contractor building bungalows in Castlereagh, you know.
Good man. Is that where you're from, up there? Patrick, you mentioned that there to me your nieces look after you, or they... Do you have children?
No. Oh, okay. I didn't believe in having children out of wedlock. I was old-fashioned, I was told, you know.
Did you ever get married yourself and Patricia?
No.
You never did? Okay.
It came up a few times, all right.
And what happened?
Well, it just didn't happen, you know. For some reason or another, I can't quite explain that one, but the times I've been asked that question, you know, it would happen nearly once a year anyhow.
Yeah, but it's not. But you wouldn't have children because you weren't married.
That's right, yeah.
Or because you didn't believe in having children.
Oh, no, I didn't believe in having children out of wedlock.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen too many things happening.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. In the one sense, you're not out of wedlock, Patrick, because you were with the love of your life, Patricia. The two of you were together.
Yeah. I spent the best part of my life with her. But that's the way I was reared, you know.
And the fact that you're not married, does that have complications now in terms of?
No. It doesn't matter now. But it mattered to my mother when she found out I was living with somebody. My sister-in-law told her.
What matter? What did it matter to your mother?
Ah, sure, they were all fashioned. That's a long time ago, you know.
And am I being too forward if I ask, Patrick, did you ever ask Patricia, or Patricia ever ask you, will we get married in your 55 years?
Yeah, well, people used to say, oh, you're so long together now, it's time you got married, you know, and it was passed off as a joke kind of thing, you know. Numerous companies I was in and saying, a fella down in the spare said to me, Kevin is his name, he's in charge in the spare. We were talking about it one day, the girl on the till, and he said, marry the woman.
Yeah.
Just about less than a year before she died. But,
and did you say that to Patricia?
I did, yeah, but there's a woman in the post office, and I asked her, how long after Patricia died, how long were you working here? And she said, just over 5 years. And I didn't think there was that long, but I said to her, so you never met Patsy? And she said, no, I never known Patsy. So that was 5 years that she didn't go out. So it could well have been 6 or 7 years.
So you called her Patsy?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, everybody, I'm looking on Google Earth, is fantastic. I'm looking at Google Earth at that strip of shops that you walked past.
Yeah.
Okay. If which side did you walk past, Mary Lou's? Do you come up from the church side or
the other side?
Okay. Well, just to tell people, and I'm saying this in case anyone is next or near Mary Lou's. Mary Lou's constituency office is there on Fossa there, but you don't think you walk by that.
That's the other side of the post.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, you see, Patsy, I'm thinking if someone picked up the ring, they might have been, Mary Lou's office might have been open and they might have just left it in. Then you have the Cabra House, that pub there.
Yeah,
have you ever been in that pub?
Yeah, quite a while. I've been in numerous times.
Is that your local?
Yeah.
Does that have CCTV, I wonder, outside? I'm trying to look.
But it wasn't that far down.
It does. I know, I'm trying to, but the Cabra House of CCTV.
Yeah.
I see that on the wall.
Yeah, it's on the wall, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm at the Centra. I'm looking in at the Centra.
Yeah.
Some special offers on in there. There, have they got... Yes, the Centra have a big Kenna's. Fossa, I'm calling Kenna's on Fossa Avenue. Will you have a look at your CCTV for Saturday morning? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Kenna's and Foss. They have a big CCTV upstairs. That's speaking out. Then we have Saoirse Health Centre.
Yeah.
They don't have anything, I think. Then we've Lucky Dragon Chinese Takeaway.
Ah, yeah.
Did you ever eat in there?
No, I'm not into it.
Not Chinese, okay. And then we have the Spar.
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
That's where the post office is.
I see that. Fossa Avenue Post Office. Now, there is a CCTV on the Spar, as far as I can see.
Yeah.
So there's two, possibly three CCTV cameras.
Yeah.
Which might spot you. If you drop the ring.
But they're all, two of them are the far side of me.
I know, you understand that.
I'm on the left-hand side.
Okay, let me see. Wayne is in Jeweller Star in Temple Bar in Dublin, 51551. Wayne, good afternoon.
Joe, hey, how are you?
Good, you hear Patrick, and unfortunately Patsy, his long-term... Was Patsy a long-time partner, Patrick? Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah.
Yeah, or companion?
55 years, yeah.
Okay, you're together for 55 years. And the ring that she bought him. What are you thinking, Wayne?
Yeah, well, pretty much, Joe. I'm actually shattered listening to that. What we would like to do here at Jewel Star, if Patrick had an image, maybe an image that you can see clearly the ring in, all he'd need to do is come into us. We have the technology here to be able to recreate that ring to a really, really close version of what it was. Plus, it will obviously be made then in the correct finger size, so he will have it for fear of not losing it again.
Okay. Do you have any photographs of it, Patrick?
I think I'm almost certain that I have. I'm absolutely certain that I have. Yeah.
Well, would you be open to that idea from Wayne that they would recreate the ring for you?
Well,
or is all the memories bound up?
That's a wonderful thing to happen. If it does happen.
Okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Joe, there's absolutely no charge attached to this. There's nothing whatsoever. This isn't about money. This is more than money. We'd be only too happy to just maybe put a smile back on Patrick's face. So it's not about money.
Okay. Well, then, Patrick is a good age. Now, he's well able to get around, but he's 86, but I don't...
87, Joe.
Oh, sorry, Patrick. And Patrick, when's the last time you were out partying in Temple Bar, which is where Jewel Star are?
I often made jokes about that.
What you made? What were the jokes?
Saying I'm going to Temple Bar.
Well, you are now. Well, you are now. You're going to get a ring. Give
Joe,
me a ring.
I have an idea. Maybe if it suits Patrick better.
Yeah.
If you want to pass on my details to him and he contacts me then maybe after the show at some stage. I'm only on the south side of Dublin myself. I could drive over at some stage, have a look at the image, and I can actually do all the legwork from there myself.
Fair play to you. How long has Jewel Star been there, Wayne?
We're there 6 years, Joe.
Oh, great. That's the type of stuff you do. You do, someone comes in and says, I lost stuff, and you, or do you just general jewellery?
Yeah, it would be that, and then it would be general jewellery, diamond rings, all that type of thing as well. So, but yeah, no, that would be a part of it, for example.
We'll put you in touch. And thanks, Wayne. That's Wayne and Jewel Star at Temple Bar. Patrick, as you say, you're 87, and you have your nieces around you now.
There's a niece of Patrick's. Lives down in Dunchockland, and she phoned me earlier on. She's on her way here.
Okay.
And then another niece is coming on Friday for the weekend.
Okay.
And her daughter. Matter of fact, there's a knock on the door now, Joe. Well, listen.
I'll take a break. You answer the door. Don't put down the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Patrick, on Friday morning, he was walking from on Fossa Avenue there up to the Spiral. Anyone local there in Cabra will know it. And he lost a ring that he's had for 55 years. And to add more sentimental value to it, and indeed pain, is that the woman who gave him the ring 55 years ago has been his partner for 55 years, and she died there in April. Was that anyone we know at the hall door, Patrick?
That was Denise from
away
from County Meath.
You have someone there with you all the time.
So when
you went out looking for the ring, there was no joy?
No.
That's a pity. Okay, we'll ask people who are walking along that spot.
Yeah.
Now, the other problem is, yesterday, the heavens opened, didn't they?
It was raining,
that's what I'd be worried about yesterday.
Could be out in the high seas.
Yeah. And when did you come back? Why did you come back to Ireland?
Because Patty came back some years ago to look after her mother. You might have known Benny McAvoy.
Of course I do. Yeah, great Benny. I didn't know that, Patrick.
Patsy is his sister.
Oh, I know. So then I know Patsy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't hear she. But
some years ago,
Patsy
used to phone on a Sunday night at 6:30. I was phoned home here.
Benny and his mother.
86, So one Sunday evening she phoned. And Benny said to her, Patty, can you come home? I'm not able to look after our mother anymore.
Because Benny was unwell too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And so he died young.
Patty said, I'll have to give 2 weeks' notice where I'm working. And he said, that's all right. 2 weeks, we will do that. And she said to Benny, what about Pat? And Benny said, oh, Pat will follow you home. So she was home. She came home and she was 6 years looking after her mother, you know.
Yeah.
She was in the wheelchair. And then she died. I was here when she died. Ronnie, Patsy and I were here.
Yeah.
I lifted her out of the bed and they had to come over and I put her on and put her back in bed again.
You're a woman, yeah.
She never spoke that day and Patsy was holding her hand. And she said to me after a while, she's gone, you know, she felt a kick like, and that was the end of that.
Okay.
I was home for Benny's funeral.
Yeah, I was at Benny's funeral. God rest him. Kevin, the store manager in Spar, says if Patrick calls in, he'll have a look at the CCTV. But they have it. If we can sort out the exact time on Saturday morning, just before I let you go?
It was between 10 and 11, you know.
10 and 11, okay. All right.
So
Patrick, you look after yourself. I know you have people coming in and out there all the time, which is great.
By the way, your ancestors were from Roscommon, weren't they?
Not Crockery, yeah.
Jimmy Morristown, he was the captain.
There.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, Patrick, you look after yourself. Patrick, do you have... I know you have people coming in and out, but do you have home help or anything?
No, I'm not into that, Joe.
Okay.
No.
You're independent.
I'm quite happy as I am, yeah.
And you looked after Patsy every day. You'd have her breakfast ready and...
Yeah. And since the day... There's a woman 2 doors up from me. And since the day Patsy died, she brought me down to dinner every day.
Oh, my God.
Only the time... 2 weeks she was on holidays.
Right.
And she said to me, my son is a good cook. He was going to cook for me the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I put a halt to that.
Why?
Well, I just didn't. I was becoming a nuisance, I thought.
No, you weren't. There's a great community in Cabra. You know that.
I know, yeah.
Great community.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be looked after. Don't worry, Patrick. We'll either get a new ring made for you free of charge.
Yeah.
Or we'll. I'm overly optimistic about finding the ring. By the way, what is the ring? Is there a diamond in the ring? Is it gold?
Yeah, there's a diamond on it, but it's not.
It's not valuable.
It's been to the pawn a few times.
I know.
He said at first he thought it was a real diamond, but then it turned out it wasn't. Like, you know, it's not the. The value of it.
I know that. Is there isn't an inscription inside the ring, is there?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Is there anything written inside the ring?
Engraved? It's very hard to see what it is. It's like a gore mark, you know.
I'll just go, well, then that's all that's there. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll keep looking for Patrick. You look after yourself and stay tuned and hopefully. And God rest Patsy. You're obviously great company together for 55 years.
But, you know, this conversation I've had with you now.
Yeah.
Would it be possible for me to get a copy of that?
Yeah, of course it would. Don't be worried. Yes, Patrick.
Yeah,
yes.
Please.
And why do you want to get a copy of it?
Because I want her relation to know that.
Okay.
How I felt about losing the ring. Okay, Joe.
Okay, Patrick, don't be worried, pal.
No.
We'll find something. You're a good man. You're a good person.
Okay.
You look after you. By the way, have you brothers and sisters yourself?
I'm a twin myself, but my twin died when she was 80 in England. But I have 3 brothers down in Castlereagh.
And a many in family overall.
Oh, there were 13 altogether.
And is that one of the reasons why you didn't have children?
No, I don't think so. But,
you're from a big family.
My mother was an only child, and she had 2 sets of twins in the family.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I have a niece in New York, and she had twins as well, so...
Oh, they're everywhere. Okay.
Kennedys are mad about twins.
Very good. Okay, Patrick Kennedy. Patrick, look after yourself, and thanks for that. And I don't think anyone listening to you would doubt how much you cared for Patsy and how much you cared and you looked after her, how much you cared for the ring.
Thanks a million, Joe.
And God rest Benny and his dear mother. Benny died before his mother, and he died way too young. He was a great, great musician, a great member of the Matter Day Youth
Club. Thanks a million, Joe. God bless
you too, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
Bye.